I wrote Thursday on here because I had to ask you something about Thursday, and now I can't remember what it was. Oh, that's right. Could I meet you at some other time than 11 on Thursday? Because Dr. Doherty, my boss, is coming into town at 11 and wants
certainly.
To talk to me then. So.
Certainly.
Some other time that's convenient for
mm-hmm.
you. Maybe earlier, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What time, see, I don't get around, I don't get in the kitchen here until 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Then I cook a bite for my husband and I'm through with the kitchen by 9:30. I would, 10 till 11 be all right?
That'd be real good, yeah.
Fine.
That'd be best.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll write that down.
I'll have to write that down on my calendar or I'll forget.
You have the same problem I do. Even when I write things down, I can't remember what they are. How was your trip?
Oh, it was just marvelous.
There were as many people as usual there?
Oh, there was at least...
There we go. What I thought we could do... I had another question to ask you. Do you know about a book called The Whaling Equipment of the Macaw Indians by T.T. Waterman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I think you'd be interested in it, and I have one, and I'll bring it to show you.
If I get the name, could I get one?
Mm-hmm.
Where can I get one?
From the University of Washington Press, I believe.
I get all those books that I can find that I can afford to buy.
Yeah, well, this one is a good one because it's only $2.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I want to do is start working our way through these things. Since I'm supposed to be really finding out about the artifacts and the old time ways and everything, start working our way through these books. This is a copy of Swan's book.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And correcting the spelling on the words, and he has the wrong words down for some things,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Right.
And talk about what he says about these things and see if it corresponds to what you people remember from the old days.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that would be a good way to do it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
I just noticed this thing's closer to me than it is to you, and so it's not going to... It's going to pick up more English than macaw. There we are. Okay. So why don't we just start working through his words at first, and we can talk about what it brings to mind.
Okay.
He has above.
Above?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Or over the head.
Heed up. Heed up is above.
Heed up.
Heed up. That's up above.
Heed up.
Heed up.
He has hadasuk. Would that be above also? Would that be like a ceiling maybe?
Hadas.
That's probably what it is.
Mm, that means the heavens.
Oh. Hidatsk. Oh, I missed the last part of that. Hidatsk.
Mm-hmm. Hidatsk.
Okay, let me try that. Hidatsa suk.
Mm-hmm. That's good now.
Suk or suk?
Sick.
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 Sick. Okay.
Hidatsa suk.
So that's the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, that's good. Oh, he's got another one for outdoors. That was probably, it says ha.
Kuyas.
Hatarts. but that's probably different. Hatatz? That's probably one that we got before.
I think that's Hatatz.
Yeah, it probably is, yeah.
Hatatz.
What was the other word you just said?
Kuyaas, that's outside.
Oh, that's outside. That's a good one. Kuyaas.
Kuyaas.
Oh, Kuyaas. Kuyaas.
Kuyaas. Not kui. Kuyaas.
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 Kuyaas. I do something wrong there. He has a board. That's a hard one to translate. Like a board of ship.
Well, if I'm going to go on board a ship, I'll say he does it last. That means to get on.
Okay.
Jesus is another one that means the same thing. I am going on a certain steamer.
Jesus?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Sus.
Jesus. Oh, I see. Okay.
That means you're going to go on whatever it is that you're going to go on.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. That means I am going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one meant to be on. Hidasitlas. What'd you say?
Hidasitlas. Let me see. Let me think. You want on board.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jesus is the better word of the two.
Okay.
Then you can be Jesus car or Jesus steamer or boat or.
Okay.
Okay is another. Is in referring to boats. Okay, that's what you're going to ride in.
A little boat. In a boat, then.
In a boat. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Ukweyuk.
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 Okay, uk. Ukweyuk.
Ukweyuk.
There, I think I got it that time. In a boat, okay. Does that mean I am in a boat, or does that just mean in a boat generally?
Well. It means just in a boat.
How would I say I am in a boat?
Kuyaas. Jesus. These two mean the same thing. I am going to go in a boat. Kuyaas or Jesus. Those two.
Okay. But Uchisus would refer to a bigger boat, right? Probably.
Yes.
I wouldn't say that about my little boat.
No, you'd say Kuyaas for a little smaller boat. Kuyaas.
Oh, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Across.
Across.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for when we speak of of Port Renfrew across here,
mm-hmm.
we say Quisilcalc.
That's probably the one that he meant.
What did that say?
It says Quitswatis. Quitswatis.
Quisuatis.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get both of those then.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Qui.
Quisilcalc is I'm speaking of Port Renfrew now.
Uh-huh.
See, Quisilcalc. That means Canada. That means across the water here to Canada.
Oh,
Quisilcalc.
I see. That refers
but
to the thing that's on the other side then, really.
Yeah. The land over there.
Oh.
Quisuat is across.
Quisuat.
Quisuat. Quisuat.
Quisuat. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. How would I just say, Well, I won't ask that. I'll get that later. I was trying to build too fast. Would you use Quisuat if you were going to go across a stream? Or across the room?
No.
That's different.
That's in referring to the stream.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Across some definite thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then. Yeah, okay. Afraid.
Afraid? We Dutch.
We Dutch.
We Dutch.
We Dutch. And if I wanted to say, I am afraid, would I say?
We Dutchs.
That's what I was going to ask. We Dutchs.
Mm-hmm.
We Dutch. After.
After.
Referring to time.
Time.
After five.
See, we have yesterday is Arbeabok.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Slachoy is today.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight is Atreor. And I don't know just which one.
I wonder if Wahak. Does that sound like anything?
Wahak?
Yeah, that's what he has. Is that after?
Wahak is to go somewhere.
Well, I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm.
Wahak.
Wahak is it means somebody has gone somewhere. Wahal. We'd say Wahal. If Roger went to the store, I'd say Wahal. If he asked where he was, Mahal Bakos.
It means he's gone to the store.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get that whole thing. Wahal Bakos?
Wahal Bakos.
Wahal Bakos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Taste something that tastes good, to taste good.
Chabas.
Chabas.
Mm-hmm. Be sure and get that good, because That's a bad word if you don't get it just right. Chabus.
Chabus. Again.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Ka'u. Ka'u.
Ka'u.
Ka'u, I'll say it again. Ka'u, I'll. You did it again.
Ka'u, I'll.
Ka'u, I'll. Means someone did it again. And if I'm going to say you did it again, I'd say tla'o'alt. Tla'o'alt.
If I wanted to say, give it to me again, would I say?
U'ayatlis.
That's different, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That isn't tla'u. Yeah, he has tla'uka, tla'uka, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't.
No, there's
he didn't write
quite a few that he didn't get right.
Yeah. Now, how did you say you would say, give it to me again?
Hu'ayakas. That means give it to me again. Huayakas. Give it back to me. Is what that means.
Huayakas.
Huayakas.
Huayakas. Another.
Another?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to say another person, you would say tla'ok. Of course, that would, the conversation that you'd be using would possibly could change that. What was that word again?
Another.
Another.
Tla'ok.
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 And then you can tla'o means again.
Tla'o.
Tla'u.
Tla'u.
Means again.
Yeah, we just had that a minute ago, didn't we? Tla'u. So then I got it. Tla'u. But it's tla'o, isn't it?
Tla'u.
Tla'u. Oh, it is. Could you say another again?
Another?
Mm-hmm.
Tla'u.
Okay. Tla'uk.
Tla'uk. Tla'uk.
Okay. Dawado. Does that mean another also?
Dawado. Dawado.
Uh-huh.
Is us. Roger and I is Dawado.
Duwadu.
Mm-hmm.
Us.
Mm-hmm. That means more than one person.
Okay. Alive?
Tichi.
she. Might as well get dead as long as we're at it.
Kachak.
Kachak.
Kach. Kach.
Kachak. Kachak. Okay. Kachak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All?
Big part.
All?
All?
Uh-huh. That's all. That's all there is.
Dubal.
Dubal.
That's all.
Uh-huh.
Dubal.
Dubal. Dubal. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Always. Dubai would be all the time. Dubai would be every day.
Let me try that one again.
Dube.
Okay.
Adichiaske.
Adichiaske.
That means every day.
Adichiaske.
Mm-hmm.
Which part of that is day? There must be a part
Adichia.
Of that. Okay. And the K means the every part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Let's see, does this sound right? Kayuk. Kayuk. K-O-K, maybe. For always.
I never heard that word.
I'll bet a lot of these words are real old words that people that have changed since then.
Well, there's elementary macaw and there's the advanced macaw.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard that word.
Oh, I see.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Angry?
Angry. Well, when you say a man is angry, you say we ibakil.
We
ibakil.
We be up.
We ibakil.
We ibakil.
Mm-hmm.
We ibakil.
We ibakil.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say a woman is angry, you say we ibi.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
We ibi.
We ibi.
We ibi.
That means a woman is angry.
What?
Yeah.
What about like last night when I came in here and your little dog tried to bite me? How would you say a dog is angry?
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd say he tried to bite you.
Oh, you wouldn't say he's angry, huh?
Well,
like
no.
If the dog tried to bite me, I wouldn't say we ibak here if he's a boy dog.
That would be all right, but it'd be presented poorly.
Oh, I see. It would be better just to say that he tried to bite me.
Yes, you'd say. Actually, he's getting mean. Or he was mean.
Actually.
Mm-hmm. That means he's getting mean.
Could you say that about a person? If a person
is
getting
yes.
mean?
Oh, uh-huh. Yes.
Good. That's interesting to know that, that you can say some things
yes,
about people
some
and some things about animals and you can't mix them.
It's just in the conversation where
yeah.
you know how to say it. I notice so much when his mother is along with us. Now, I used to say, you boost us for a road that is dangerous to your car, or there's rocks and things that can hurt your
mm-hmm.
exhaust pipe or your
yeah.
muffler or whatever. I used to say, you boost us. But one time we had her along with us, and she said, I forgot to ask Ron. I want to give that to you because
oh, okay.
it's quite a word.
Okay.